WTAW News Time is 8:03. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The FBI's search of homes in Bryan and Houston has expanded to Michigan. On Saturday, FBI agents touched off two detonations at the Fall River home in an upscale Houston neighborhood, but did not disclose what was blown up. According to the Houston Chronicle, chemicals that could be used in the manufacture of a nerve gas or tear gas led to last Friday's searches. Near Traverse City, Michigan, FBI agents remained in the area yesterday where two properties were searched. A former janitor for the Bryan School District has been arrested for sexual indecency. Officer Kelly McKeithen says students reported the physical contact during the last school year.
Early May of this year, we received reports of allegations that a janitor at Neal Elementary had inappropriately touched a couple of female students while he was giving them hugs. And during the course of that investigation, three victims came forward with similar allegations.
58-year-old Juan Ledesma turned himself in last Friday and remains jailed on bonds totaling $105,000. Bryan ISD officials say Ledesma resigned following the allegations last May. He had worked for the district for 12 years. About 20 people had to get up at 3 in the morning last Friday because of a false fire alarm at an apartment complex near A&M. Bart Humphreys with the College Station Fire Department says a resident of Callaway Villas, 18-year-old Jackson Wright, was arrested after turning off power in about 10 units, which triggered the fire alarm.
Most people don't realize that if you turn off the power to a fire alarm system, it's going to affect the fire alarm system. These systems have backup batteries that should keep them active for 18 hours if the power is lost.
Police report that Wright says he was turning off the power because he was surprised at how easy it was to do, but he did not expect to set the alarm off. Wright was arrested on a charge of criminal mischief. Brazos County District Judge Steve Smith has announced he's running for re-election next year. He's presided over the 361st District Court since 1999. Before that, he served as a county court-at-law judge and municipal judge in College Station. Smith's announcement follows a decision made this summer by J.D. Langley that he will retire from the bench in the 85th District Court when his current term ends next year. The Bryan School District has completed the first day of what was called significant changes in handing out student discipline. Spokesman Brandon Webb says administrators wanted consistency throughout the district and to keep students out of the judicial system.
Particularly as a student goes from one school to the next, or as they progress across the years, or as a teacher even moves from one school to another school, knowing what's expected before you even walk in the door.
Webb says a point system determines the seriousness of the offense.
I saw an account where someone had mentioned 10 strikes, 10 levels in the system. And that's not really accurate because you may, if it's a major offense, you may enter the system at a much higher level than something as lower on the scale as talking in class or acting up in a hallway.
New programs include campus court and Saturday diversion, both of which have mandatory parental involvement. A letter sent to parents is online at WTAW.com. Last night's College Station City Council meeting adjourned shortly after 7, a far cry from the after midnight finish 2 weeks ago. That was due to contentious debate before the council turned down added restrictions for rental housing in the South Knoll neighborhood. It's a subject the new city manager, Kelly Templin, is well-versed in, having gone to school and lived here as well as in Auburn, Alabama, among other college towns.
I'm not sure there's an easy fix to it. The law regarding everything from common law marriage to, you know, so many things factor into this now that did not factor into the original Supreme Court decision that upheld that family definition. So it's going to be interesting to deal with.
Templin says he'll start full-time in College Station the first Monday in November. A state convention meeting later this week was the reason the College Station Council moved up this week's meeting and the Bryan Council moved this evening's meeting to this morning. And today marks the start of the second week of the government shutdown. For Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, that means more of his pay going somewhere other than his bank account.
Members of Congress get paid $174,000 a year gross. My pay, after this shutdown is done, I will calculate the number of days pay that I had, and I have planned to donate it to the U.S. Treasury to the Federal Debt Retirement Fund. I've had some people say, suggest other charities. What I may do is put something on social media and say, why don't you vote? Do you vote for federal treasury debt reduction, or would you rather me give it to Wounded Warriors or something like that?
Flores has also signed on to a bill that during a fiscal disruption, no elected officials are paid. WTAW News Time is 8:09 at 60 degrees. The Look at the News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
If you're following your favorite team around the state or around the country this fall, your first stop should be SevCheck Service Center. The good people at SevChecks will give your car or truck a road safety check with belts, hoses, fluid levels, tires, and get you ready to get on the road with confidence. SevCheck Service Center, family owned and operated, is open 7 to 6 Monday through Friday, with the gasoline pumps open 6A to 9P during the week and 8 to 8 on weekends. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Good morning, it's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Plenty of sunshine will continue through today, and temperatures during the afternoon, about 82 to 86. Look for clear skies during tonight as we cool down a bit to 55 to 60 by early Wednesday morning. Another fine day coming up on Wednesday, more sunshine and blue skies, and temperatures up between 80 and 85. Clear skies during Wednesday night, a low near 60 then, and mostly sunny skies on Thursday, just slightly warmer, high temperature middle 80s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
22-year-old Billy Joe Donnelly going to jail because of a cucumber. Billy Joe helped himself to a variety of produce while robbing a home last August.
He's hungry.
Yeah. Investigators found a cucumber with bite marks, and because Billy Joe had a record, they had no problem tracking him down.
A record for eating cucumbers?
No, he had a record. He didn't set a record. He had a record. I guess that puts him, I guess that means that he's in a pickle.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. We'll be here all week. Yes, indeed.
That makes you quite a vegetable.
Thank you so much. All right. All right. It's time to play Jethro Trivia, our oddly little informative quiz. Burl's here this morning from the chamber. What's your record on Jethro Trivia?
Perfect.
Perfect, is it? Okay. Well, and actually, up until the last couple of weeks,
I know.
Well, Lee had been doing pretty well, but
slump.
Yeah, didn't do too well last time. All right, so here we go. It's our quotes in the news. Quotes in the news. Jethro Trivia. The quote is: "Farewell, humans. Sort it out yourselves." That was the tweet from the Voyager 2 spacecraft. Had no idea tweeted. Tweeting that response because of what? Was it A, the craft had left the solar system, B, the craft finally stopped functioning after years in deep space, C, the government shutdown, or D, the craft had become self-aware and wants nothing to do with humanity? Once again, farewell, humans, sort it out yourself. That was the tweet from the Voyager 2 spacecraft, tweeting that response to what? A, the craft had left the solar system, B, the craft finally stopped functioning after years in deep space, C, the government shutdown, or D, the craft had become self-aware and wants nothing to do with us. Kevin.
Left the solar system.
Left the solar system. Kat.
I actually was going to choose the same thing.
Oh, well, you can do that. That's the beautiful thing about Jethro Trivia.
Okay.
Okay. Burl?
I'm sticking with A.
A, that would be the craft had left the solar system. Will it be unanimous?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
let's for just I'm probably going to be wrong, but let's go with the government shutdown.
The government shutdown, and Leah wins today. It's the government shutdown. With the shutdown, and now you're not undefeated. I'm sorry.
My streak was I haven't got one yet.
Oh, okay.
Perfect zero.
You're continuing. Okay. All right. With the shutdown, the craft's parent organization, NASA, yes, we are relevant, is shuttering until further notice. Okay? That happened. So, as we know, the Republicans in the House refused to fund the government if they couldn't get rid of Obamacare. Oh, that was political, wasn't it? Okay.
Yes, now, it was.
Anyway, so what happened was Republican Congressman Marlon Stutzman said last week, quote, "We're not going to be disrespected. We have to get something out of this, and I don't know what it's going to be." So with that, NASA decided that they wanted to get political, and they wrote, "Sorted out humans, farewell." All right. What's new in the chamber?
Always something at the chamber.
You bet.
Your chamber is busy at work.
All right.
Mark your calendars for our annual banquet. That's on November 4th at the Hilton from 6 to 9. That's where we recognize our Citizen of the Year, our Volunteer of the Year, and Ambassador of the Year. And the public gets to nominate who they like for Citizen of the Year. So you can go to our website, get the nomination form, call us if you like. But, again, we'd like you to submit that form.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, it's a great fun time. It's a who's who. Come shake hands without making an appointment.
Oh, yeah, that's a good thing.
One of those benefits.
Yeah. And you get to eat.
Yeah. It's open to the public. It's not just for membership, and tickets are $75.
Are we saying who our speaker is? No.
Can we?
Well, it's up to you.
Do you know?
I don't know. I have no idea. Is it Ben Downs?
No.
This is riveting.
I don't know. Okay. I'm sorry I asked.
Bowen Lofton, but you didn't hear it here.
Okay, okay. Okay, thank you. There. We're breaking news. Wait. Breaking news. Yeah, okay. Well, I thought I had that. Go ahead. Anyway, so that's coming up in reservations. You can do a table or an individual seat, can you?
Yeah, and I do think Bowen Lofton is public knowledge.
Okay.
And it's a great time for us to, as the business community, look at what he's done for the community.
Certainly.
So a great time and a great topic. So.
Yep, I would agree.
As part of our professional development series, we're hosting a Glenn Shepherd seminar, Hire with Confidence, Fire Without Fear, and Tame Toxic Employees.
Oh, probably every business owner has at least one of those they could deal with. Yeah.
And what Glenn does is he teaches us how to do it and do it right. And again, do it without fear and shame here. The event is this Wednesday, October 9th, from 8 to 12 at the Hilton. Admission is $129 for chamber members and $149 for non-chamber members.
Okay.
So membership does have its
privileges. Sure, it does. It does. Yeah.
And then we've got our business after hours. It's free. It's fun. It's every month. Bring your cards. It's a great professional and personal networking venue.
Mm-hmm.
And this month it is at Chrome, a salon experience.
Now it's back on their university location. They had been at their other one last time, and so this is back on 1501 University, I think.
And I think I'm going to get a new do just in honor.
Okay, do that.
That's fun.
That'll be fun.
My hair is perfect for radio.
Well, then, yeah.
It man is. After my own heart when it comes to being follically challenged.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then we have our Youth to Career Fair, which is sponsored by Sylvan Learning Center, and that is Wednesday the 23rd from 8 to 2 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo Complex. And it's free. And what this event does is exposes eighth graders in the Bryan College Station area to the various businesses in our community and possible career paths.
Mm-hmm.
So they can come up and they can talk to people in media. They can talk to people at Texas A&M. And we have a bunch of booths that represent our businesses. So it's a firsthand look at when they begin thinking about, you know, what do I need to take in school?
Yeah, so these are
or not.
And that's cool. If you can make the lights come on in an eighth grader's eyes and go, hey, I'd like to do that, that's a pretty good thing.
It's cool to keep them in school.
Yeah, oh, very good. Listen to that.
Nice.
Okay, all right. There was some more information on all this. What do they do?
Go to our website,
okay.
PCSChamber.org. It's all there. Give us a call, 262 260-5200.
That's it. It's Burl Haigwood here this morning, Director of Operations. All right, thanks for coming in this morning, and we'll wish you better luck next time on that Jethro Trivia thing.
Got my streak is going.
All right, there we go. Hey, the Humane Society, y'all had a big weekend. You had a busy weekend, really.
We did. We were everywhere, and we will actually be out at the Youth to Career Fair Day as well. We've always had a booth out there because it's not necessarily, there's a lot of aspects to our organization people don't realize. You know, obviously there's the animal care, but then there's the volunteer coordinating and the donor relations, and so a lot of stuff like that. So kids ask us, obviously they think it's all solely animal care, but they learn a little bit more about it as well. So we had a busy weekend. We were at Wiener Fest. It was a great turnout. The Bark and Build probably had quadruple the activity they've had in the past, so it was a really great showing for the change in venue for them as well. So it worked out really well.
The only problem was the front came in about 3 hours late. I mean, we were just finishing up when the front hit. But,
It was hot.
Yeah,
and muggy and just absolutely still.
Yeah,
but it turned out very well. We appreciate all of our supporters, and we were also out at St. Francis Fest as well, and we did really well out there doing microchips and county tag sales. In conjunction with the Sheltering Vets Association from the vet school, and they did rabies vaccinations, and we do that every fall. So. Mark your calendars if you're looking for something next fall to take your dog to have them rabies vaccinated. So we kind of wind down to a little bit quieter time of year. We'll be at PetSmart this weekend. We are at PetSmart on Saturdays, 11 to 2, with the exception of home game days.
Mm-hmm.
We don't go to PetSmart because no one else is there either.
Every
one of our volunteers is at the football game.
Okay.
So our cats are available for adoption anytime PetSmart's open, along with the dogs that come to PetSmart are a lot of times dogs that are currently in foster care. And we're always looking for foster homes. We actually have had an increase recently in really young kittens and mamas giving birth to kittens to the point where we need to obviously put them into foster care.
Sure.
Our foster numbers, we can't thank our foster homes enough because they've actually doubled from last fiscal year to this year. Mm. We were at 407 animals in foster care this past year. So that's 407 animals we were able to save because of the community who stepped up and fostered those animals. So great opportunity there if you're interested in foster care. There's more information on our website, aggielandhumane.org, and a whole foster 411. Like I said, we have kittens looking for foster homes right now, and then we also have some medium to small female dogs we put into foster care right now because we have a program with the vet school and a surgery program. So we're putting specific sized animals into foster care right now to bring them back to go through that program. So Carrie, our volunteer coordinator, also handles the foster program as well, and will be out at the Youth to Career Fair Day as well. So she's busy as well. We have Fall in Love, which is selected half-price adoption specials that will start on October 25th, run for about 4 weeks till just before Thanksgiving. Those will be the animals that go to this particular surgery program, and as they come back, they'll be half price for their adoption. So great opportunity to add a family member. With the holidays coming up, do take precautions with your, we have trick-or-treaters this month with the Halloween coming up. Your animals might normally be just fine when people come to the door, but with those little gremlins or ghosts or goblins that are coming to your door there, possibly your pets are a little more stressed, or just the number of times your animal is seeing the door open, they might think, next time I can escape.
There you go. All sorts of things could happen.
So we do recommend, maybe if you have trick-or-treaters come regularly to your door, to put your dog in a separate room, or your cat even in a separate room, so that they're not overly stressed. And obviously for children's safety as well, because again, you never know how your dog's going to react to the headless horseman or whatever might come by. So keep those in precautions in mind, along with those candies. Those candies and the wrappers can actually be very detrimental to your pet's health as well. So keep all that stuff in mind with the holidays coming up. We will have more stuff with the holidays coming as Thanksgiving and Christmas get closer, because we also have the 12 Strays of Christmas that'll start December 10th. Also, a discounted adoption option there.
There you go. Always busy at the Humane Society. If they want some more information, what do they do?
AggieLaneHumane.org is our website. Find us on Facebook. And you can call us, 775-5755, or come out, 5359 Leonard Road. That's almost to the Brazos Expo Complex.
All right. Thanks, Leo.
Thank you.
Yep, visit with the folks from the Humane Society as well on Tuesdays. And our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency. Serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Ashley Furniture Home Store, American Lube Center, Team Auto, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
We may see a positive opening on Wall Street. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Stock futures suggest the market may be attempting to stabilize after a string of losses, but investors remain worried over the potential for the political gridlock in Washington to continue beyond the debt ceiling deadline. Business at the nation's big retailers declined slightly last week. The Council of Shopping Centers reports chain store sales registered a tiny downtick from the prior week. Sales were up nearly 2% from the same week last year. JCPenney shares are higher in pre-market trading. The retailer reports that same-store sales for September showed improvement over August. Penney says it is seeing positive signs in many important areas of its business, and it's making solid progress in its turnaround. Today is the day the new $100 bill goes into circulation. The Federal Reserve says the new bill will be harder to counterfeit because of high-tech security features, including a new watermark and a 3D security ribbon. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
For the careful investor, these are challenging times. Thankfully, there's Assured Guarantee. When you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Backed by a quarter century of experience and $12 billion in claims-paying resources, ask your financial advisor about Assured Guarantee, the proven leader in municipal bond insurance. For investors who embrace possibilities but invest in certainties.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security networking and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
La Riviera does food items that you'll find other places, but they do it differently because they are La Riviera. And, for instance, there are a lot of ways that you can get fried shrimp done, but the shrimp, the way they bread it, the twice-baked potato, the seasoned vegetables, the remoulade sauce, really make it special from La Riviera. And, you know, they do cedar plank stuffed salmon, again, with rice and lemon Chardonnay butter, pumpkin seed crusted chicken. That comes with spinach and mashed potatoes. And, again, that's what I like about La Riviera is the way that they do items that are so very different. It's so very unique. The chicken breast they do is called Mediterranean chicken breast. It comes with couscous and a Mediterranean sauce. That's just the chicken and the fish. There are obviously steaks as well. La Riviera does fajitas, and you'll also find a wide selection of soup and salad. So for lunch or dinner, stop in and see them at La Riviera, and I think you'll enjoy that. Also, I want to put a plug in for whenever they have special occasions, they have a buffet, which is, without a doubt, the best one in town, at least in my opinion. So stop in and see them. They're right there at the corner of Texas and North Street. That's La Riviera. Kind of an interesting story here from a car dealer in New England. Under fire after a Reddit user claimed they refused to award his friend a 2014 Ford Fusion that he won at a hole-in-one contest while dressed in a dog costume.
Really?
Yeah. The guy alleges that although his buddy in the comical oversized dog suit won the hole-in-one contest sponsored by the Quirk Auto Dealership, great name, in Massachusetts and New Hampshire, the dealership refuses to award the Fusion on a technicality. They said that they required the hole be 185 yards, but the pin placement was set up for 160 yards, so or close to it.
There's an insurance policy.
Exactly. My argument, number one, no par three on this course can be that long. This was the longest. And number two, why not figure all this out before the tournament starts and put it out there so that everybody knows? Hmm. Within hours, the story going online Monday, the dealership announced on Facebook that they would, in fact, award the Ford Fusion to the fellow in the pooch suit. Well, and again, as they should have.
Good for them.
I mean, if they had set up those stipulations, as this guy says, then it should have ended the way that it did with the guy in the dog suit winning the hole-in-one. Now, see, that's not a bad idea.
So Fido gets a Ford?
Oh, very nice, yes. A Ford Fusion. Not just a Ford, but a Ford Fusion as well.
The HMCS Yukon lies 100 feet below the surface off of San Diego, California. But the Canadian warship wasn't sunk in battle. Instead, it's been turned into an ecologically friendly artificial reef, now home to thousands of animals. California Ships to Reefs Vice President Dean Reverts says that before sinking, all toxic materials are removed from a ship, and then large holes are cut into it.
This is for access by divers and also by fish, where they can establish breeding populations. Almost immediately when the vessel hits the bottom of the ocean, a layer of calcium carbonate forms on the steel. That not only gives a foundation for the other things to latch on and start growing, it also protects the steel.
He says the Yukon and other ships are helping reestablish fish species that have been depleted across their natural range. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Students at Neal Elementary School in Bryan say they were inappropriately touched while they were hugged. Officer Kelly McKeithen says that has led to the arrest of a former janitor, 58-year-old Juan Ledesma.
We interviewed a lot of people, and then some arrest warrants were obtained for those three-count warrants of indecency with a child by sexual contact. Now, Ledesma was employed as a janitor with the Bryan Independent School District and worked at Neal Elementary, but resigned shortly after that investigation began.
Students made the initial report last May. According to officials, Ledesma worked for the district 12 years before he resigned shortly after the investigation began. Ledesma remains jailed on bonds totaling $105,000. A resident of the Callaway Villas apartments near A&M was arrested Friday after he turned the power off to about 10 units just because he was surprised at how accessible the breaker boxes were. College Station Fire Department's Bart Humphreys says turning the power off set off the fire alarm at 3 in the morning.
Usually turning off the electricity will not set off the fire alarm per se. It'll send a signal to the monitoring company that's a supervisory signal that says, hey, we've got a problem. We have lost power. We're on battery. So somebody needs to come check us out.
Police say a resident, 18-year-old Jackson Wright, was arrested and charged with criminal mischief. The new city manager in College Station plans to start full-time the first Monday in November. Until then, Kelly Templin continues to monitor from Seabrook, located between Houston and Galveston. One issue with which he has experience from living in other college towns, including Auburn, Alabama, is college students moving into traditional family neighborhoods.
It's more of a, I guess, behavioral issue, and one nationwide that university towns are having to tackle by treating the symptoms versus the supposed sickness. I've got or had neighbors that were students that were perfectly well-behaved. And I've had neighbors that were professors that, you know, never picked up a trash can. So it's going to be one that's very difficult to tackle, one that Bryan is also dealing with.
The city council recently rejected added restrictions to the number of non-related occupants and parking bans in the South Knoll neighborhood. Parents of students in the Bryan School District were notified a week ago of a new discipline system that began yesterday. You can read that letter online at WTAW.com. Spokesman Brandon Webb says the goal is to keep students in the classroom.
Even if they are having to participate in some discipline consequences, that's better for the child, that's better for us. It's much less disruptive in their learning habits over the years, and it's much better for us to not have to have them in the judicial system. That's the last place we really want them to go.
Before a student enters the judicial system, Webb says they and their parents have an option of facing their peers in a campus court.
And they would be meted out some consequence, like extra study time, maybe have to do a research paper on whatever they got out of line doing. Nothing like a school suspension or anything that major.
Another new program involves students and their parents attending diversion training on two Saturdays. What the FBI found in one of three homes searched last Friday resulted in two detonations. What was blown up at the multi-million dollar home in Houston's Fall River neighborhood was not disclosed. In the meantime, the still-secret investigation has expanded to northern Michigan. Agents raided two properties near Traverse City last weekend. As in Bryan and Houston, the FBI is not revealing why. The Houston Chronicle reported the Texas searches were prompted by a report of chemicals that could be used in the manufacture of tear gas or nerve gas. Another Brazos County District Judge has announced his intentions for next year's election. Judge Steve Smith says he will run for re-election to preside in the 361st District Court. He's finishing his 14th year in that position following stints as a county court-at-law judge and before that, College Station's municipal judge. In July, Judge J.D. Langley in the 85th District Court announced he would not seek a seventh term next year. And when the federal government resumes normal operations, one of the things Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan will be doing is giving away what he was paid during the shutdown.
I'm not keeping it. As long as the federal employees are not being paid, then I should not be paid either. I've signed on to a bill where I don't get paid. I mean, that nobody in Congress should get paid, or the president or vice president, in a situation where we have a fiscal disruption to the federal government.
Flores says he initially thought of making a donation to the Federal Debt Retirement Fund. Now he's thinking about doing a poll on social media where the money should go. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 60 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we can install a battery in pretty much anything. Need a new battery for your garage door opener? We can replace it before you can say, open sesame. Need a new watch battery? We can install one in no time. Need to replace the battery in your key fob? We can do it in a flash. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we recognize most people don't know how to open their garage door opener, key fob, or watch to replace the unusual batteries they find inside. And even if you do manage to open it without breaking it, how are you supposed to find a battery that looks like the one that just fell out? At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we'll carefully open your device, show you the battery that was in it, and replace it with a perfect match. Although a lot of battery-powered devices can be hard to open, getting their batteries replaced is as easy as coming to Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman, where we can install a new battery in almost any device. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Is it a cold or is it the flu? Cold symptoms usually start with a sore throat and progress to include a runny nose and stuffiness. These symptoms may last about a week. When you wake up coughing and sneezing, feverish with a headache, it's probably the flu. Flu symptoms are more severe and come on quickly. A trip to your doctor's office for flu medication can lessen the severity and the length of your illness. The best way to prevent a cold or the flu is to keep your hands germ-free with frequent washing. Hi, I'm Jennifer Burnett, and this Healthy Minute is brought to you by Guardian Healthcare, proudly serving Texans in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. Guardian Healthcare has been nationally recognized 4 years in a row as the home care elite, awarded to the top home health agencies in the U.S. Guardian Healthcare's local team of licensed professionals provides skilled nursing and therapy services in the comfort of your home. To find a Guardian Healthcare location nearest you, visit guardmyhealth.com. Remember, it's your health. It's your decision. Choose Guardian Healthcare.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. If your unit goes down, you need to stay cool at no additional charge. They'll bring one out to keep you cool while they fix yours. Barker's Heating and Cooling at 690-2278. Here's our forecast.
Plenty of sunshine will continue through today, and temperatures during the afternoon, about 82 to 86. Look for clear skies during tonight as we cool down a bit to 55 to 60 by early Wednesday morning. Another fine day coming up on Wednesday, more sunshine and blue skies, and temperatures up between 80 and 85. For Wednesday night, generally clear around 60 and plenty of sunshine for Thursday, temperatures averaging in the mid-80s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, it's 8:38, and you can...
Me?
Yeah, you can, but you already see Kevin, but, you know, get a chance to see him this weekend.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm live.
Uh-huh.
Where are you going to be?
At Sleep Number, actually. Drifted in there a couple weeks ago.
He wandered in a rainstorm, actually.
Oh, really?
No, I'm kidding.
Did he fall down in exhaustion?
No.
No, but it's fascinating. I'm a sleep freak. If you work odd hours like this, you depend on your sleep probably more than most.
Yeah.
So I have gone through any number of mattresses, and I'm like, you know, I've heard people talk about this. I got to go look. And you lay down on the bed, they measure you for your sleep number, and then you go try out every bed with your sleep number.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And it's cool. It's really, really comfortable. And the cool part is if you have a significant other, then you can get one number and they can have another.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've got one that has like an air conditioner in it, kind of, and allows for temperature control on both sides.
Goodness.
Yep. Lots of choices.
I'll be out there from from 10 to noon this Saturday, and I'm not above bribery, so you can come down and I'll hook you up with Cafe Capri.
Oh, there you are. All right, sounds good. And they're right there by Texas and Harvey.
Texas and Harvey, kind of across the street from Specs.
Yeah.
Napa Flats.
Got it, yeah. Pope Francis has a perfume named after him. Is this guy happening or what?
Eau de Popey?
Eau de Pope.
Are we going to start calling the Pizzle?
No, actually, it's called Pope-Pizzle. Yeah, it's actually called Francis. Retails for $27. It's sold by Excelsius USA. The Francis is described as an engaging, fresh fragrance with a citrusy top note.
I feel like we should
sandalwood.
Say it fancier, like Franzis.
Yeah, I guess that's probably right. They also call it smooth and soothing, a grand aftershave. But if Pope Francis isn't your favorite pope, the website offers other Catholic-themed scents as well.
Oh.
They have the original formula, which is Pope Pius IX, and then there's their original...
You smell rather pious.
Yes, the Pope Cologne. That one smells like citrus and violets. Others they have are Benedictus and Innocent and Antigua Lime.
How interesting.
So there.
I would have never thought of such a niche market.
Be wearing that.
With holy water in every bottle.
Speaking of your niche market, here you go. The last thing that's on somebody's mind when they're planning an expensive outdoor wedding is potties. In the past, guests would simply line up, hold their noses, and go into those, you know, construction site things.
Johnny on the spot or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. These days, thanks to the high-end portable toilet rental company, the talk of the party is no longer the catering, the band, the guests, or the bride's dress. It's all about the potties.
Oh, I doubt it.
Top-end porta-potties are sought after, as a matter of fact. One company called the Royal Flush rents for $2,000 to $3,000 for 8 hours.
Oh, no.
Just saying.
Now, is the valuing of toilets... Does it correspond with how much drinking is done at the wedding?
Well, I'm not sure.
It's a turlet.
I can remember going to a function here in town that was held outdoors, and they bring up this truck, really.
Yeah, it's a trailer.
Yeah, a trailer, lack of a better name, and that's adjacent to it, and you wander out, and you go up these stairs, and you go in, and there's, I don't know, 5 or 6 stalls right there.
Air-conditioned.
Air-conditioned, yeah. It's a fancy thing.
Well, as long as you're not having to put money to go in, I mean, no, I'll take anything generally. I mean,
as I was from Leander, his third tree from the left.
That's right, doing that. So it turns out that even the dead get a little bit lonely resting in their graves, and the website Ghost Singles caters to this problem.
Oh, my goodness.
Although this is something of a joke, ghosts can sign up free to find love. And if they even touch a computer in the first place, I'm not sure that they do.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe it's limited to the goats.
Goats.
Ghosts with telekinesis powers.
Well, I don't know. It could be. I've often
a poltergeist.
I've often thought that my computer was possessed in some way. Singles, singles are able to date fellow phantoms for up to 1,000 years old. and can search for ghosts based on how they died, suddenly, tragically, mysteriously, horribly. Other amusing options would be ghost chat.
I always fancied Cleopatra. I believe in the afterlife. That's who I'm going after.
There you go. But so that's she's older than 1,000 years old. Though,
true.
Is ghost chat the same as ghost writing?
I'm not sure. I guess if you were chatting with them, you would be ghost writing, or they would. The users have to specify their ghostly build, whether they're wispy, airy, and they have a few others. Chunky, fat ghosts. Fat ghosts. Yeah, okay. Oh, what? You want me to go hit the button?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, always just a keystroke away. All right, so Nielsen, you know, a minute ago we were, grab a phone call. Caller.
Hey, Scott, I was going to tell you that I'd sent some information to the athletic department suggesting that they take the same ideas that they use over at some of the other SEC schools for their tailgate areas and actually do those trailers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you think about the economics, if they'd add 50 cents per ticket,
mm-hmm.
They could pay for those out in our tailgate areas.
You know, you're right. That's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
That would not be bad. And again, sounds like some other SEC schools are doing that. Like it. And you know, there you go. For a local company, there's an opportunity for you. You know, bring that to the marketplace.
Get it.
Uh huh. What's that?
Just get it. Get that opportunity. Oh, get it.
That's right. Exactly. All right, so here's the deal, and you heard Bill Flores talking about this, that he was thinking about using social media to find out where the money that would be equal to his pay while the government shutdown is going on and where that should possibly be donated. Well, Nielsen has launched a new rating system, did it yesterday. It doesn't measure what people are watching on TV. Instead, it tracks what TV shows people are tweeting about. The Twitter TV ratings dig deep into the data to find out not just how many times a show was mentioned on the social media service, but also how many people saw those tweets. For instance, an episode of Grey's Anatomy earned 225,000 tweets, but that's potentially viewed by 2.8 million different Twitter accounts. Most notable thing about the ratings is that they show Twitter chatter and TV viewer numbers aren't necessarily related.
Well, because it's going to be biased towards younger viewers people with more affluence who have time to do that stuff.
Well, but who says that that's not what advertisers are looking for?
That's true. Those are the people who spend money.
Sure. Of the top 10 tweeted about shows, September 23rd through 29th, only one show, The Voice, actually made the top 10 viewer list. Football, Big Bang Theory, and NCIS are what people were watching, yet shows like Breaking Bad, Jimmy Kimmel Live, and Dancing with the Stars are the ones that have more people talking. So if a show is creating conversation on Twitter, is it more valuable, and should you get credit for that?
Well, and too, though, something else to consider is, I mean, a show like Breaking Bad, if you were going to tell people spoilers, your friends would all kill you.
Well, yeah, if that were the bad choice of words. But that's, yeah, sure. One media buyer told the Wall Street Journal, there's still so much more research that has to be done to understand the value of it. But, I mean, that's where buzz is. And so, and believe me, I think that this also can translate into radio. I mean, it may end up, are you the most talked about radio station as opposed to the most listened to? But I think there it can quickly change. You can see the benefits come more quickly as people are tweeting about. You can tune right over, because that's the great thing about radio. You can be doing something else and you have the radio on, whereas with television you wouldn't be able to do that, and most often probably in tweeting and television it's after
until somebody figures out how to game the system.
Exactly. Well, yeah, true. But interesting idea. I mean, a way that they may be going, trying to get people to tweet about a show rather than actually sitting down watching it.
John Deere Z-Trek zero-turn mowers are the ultimate mowing machines. And at Sioux Falls Prater, they come with the ultimate in financing, too. Get 0% financing for 60 months on a John Deere Z-Trek 915B zero-turn mower. Mow like the pros do with fast, easy mowing, plus an offer that can't be beat. Find the location nearest you online at cptractor.com.
Offer ends 10/25/13, subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Up to 10% down payment may be required.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels.
Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
About 12 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. If you really want to know what it's like to be homeless, now you can, for a price. Why would you have to pay
for that? What is this, homeless camp?
Well, yeah, it is. Homeless Seattle resident Mike Momani. Mike Momani is offering tours of the homeless lifestyle for only $2,000. Customers get a chance to live undercover as a homeless person for 3 days with Mike acting as their tour guide. This so-called course in applied homelessness promises a new respect for folks that find themselves in this predicament. You can book your homeless experience now on Real View Tours. Mike has a Facebook page as well, in case you want to do that. Great idea here. A lady in Brazil has been arrested for trying to smuggle a phone into a prison using a carrier pigeon.
Whoa.
Cecilia Mansa,
big pigeon.
Allegedly attempted to fly the phone to her inmate boyfriend incarcerated for drug trafficking. Now, the pigeon cleared the 10-foot-high prison wall, but then collapsed from exhaustion right in front of a prison guard.
Aww.
You got to pump it up a little bit. Pump it up. So, Cristela and her boyfriend have since been arrested for animal cruelty. That's right. Why not? And, let's see. The movies over the weekend. Gravity was number one at $55.5 million. I haven't seen it. Don't plan to. Anytime soon.
But you watch that one even when it comes out Netflix?
If I'm going to see it, I probably ought to see it in a movie theater because it's going to be one of those really, you know, it's a big screen thing.
Yeah, if the special effects are a big deal.
I would think that probably is a part of what
Well, yeah, it lends itself, certainly.
Is what it is, but we'll see. Boy, you hate when they have cat fights in the fashion industry. Those people just, you know, they bare their claws. It gets really nasty. Well, the co-founder of Jimmy Choo Shoes claims that Jimmy never designed any shoes at all that were sold under his name.
Really?
Tamara Mellon, who is the co-founder of the show, was on the Today Show and says that Jimmy was supposed to be the designer while she ran the business then, but after going into business together, she said, quote, "It soon became clear that Jimmy's skills was in making shoes. He's a cobbler," end quote.
Really?
That's a pretty mean
Good
thing
gravy.
To say. So when asked point blank if he ever designed any of the Jimmy Choo shoes, she said, "Not one. Not one sketch did I get from him. Not one." Her words. He sold his stake in the company back in 2001. She left the company 10 years later. That was back in 2011. She's making the rounds right now because she's promoting a book, of course.
Of course.
About her partnership and her eventual falling out with Jimmy Choo. So there you go. Dishing a little dirt for you from the fashion industry this morning because I know you love it. Karma. How's this for karma? A Brazilian drug trafficker is dead after he was crushed crashed into a tree, and what happened was he had 1,100 pounds of marijuana in the back seat.
Oops.
He hit the tree. That brought the marijuana forward, and he got squashed against the steering wheel.
Oh, my gosh.
So, see? It's drug karma.
So he was Breaking Bad.
Yes, yeah. Very, very. Thank you. We have more proof now that reality TV isn't real. Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty tells the Christian Post that his family does not curse, despite all the beeps that you hear in the show. The patriarch of the clan took up the issue with producers and also wasn't pleased when Jesus' name was edited out of their dinner table prayers. Down-home duck dude is not impressed with Hollywood and alleges that the show business types have no moral compass. Yeah, I think we pretty much knew that, but, you know, appreciate Phil telling us.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One.
When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that. But you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Dan Aykroyd, Judith Belushi, and music director Paul Schaefer present the official Blues Brothers Review.
Hi, Dan Aykroyd here. The John Belushi Estate and myself have sanctioned the official Blues Brothers Review.
Tuesday, October 22nd, 7:30 in Rother Auditorium.
That's the official Blues Brothers Review.
For tickets, call 845-1234 or order online at mscopus.org. Sponsored by Allstate. Presented by MSC Opus.
Do you suffer from spine, joint, or nerve pain? Dr. Ramon Fino is a board-certified rehabilitation physician with over 15 years' experience using the most effective non-surgical treatments to identify the source of your pain and restore your lost mobility. For more information on Dr. Fino's proven techniques, log on to myspinerehabdoctor.com or call 693-8263 today. Dr. Ramon Fino, the gold standard of caring for spine, joint, and nerve pain.
The Aggie Report is next.
For 20 years, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup has been recognizing the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division,
men's and women's sports.
Each year, this award has remained the crowning achievement in college athletics, honoring the extraordinary efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, on Twitter at LS Directors Cup, or online. Two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Kevin Sumlin Radio Show will air over the Texas A&M Sports Network tonight from 7 until 8. Your opportunity to talk to the Texas A&M head football coach. Get your questions answered about Aggie football.
There's a plethora of different spread attacks out there. Just because you line up in a spread does not mean that you have to be soft or that you don't run the ball. The interesting thing to me when I came in this league, we watched the national championship game the year before when Alabama played. Alabama was in the eye. I don't know the number of total plays. I think they ran around 60-some plays.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin responding to a recent question on the radio show. Tonight from 7 until 8 on the Texas A&M Sports Network, we talk Aggie football, wings and more on University Drive. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound, under the care of a physician, and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves a 9-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-12 13 for qualifications and more information.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values.
Small business entrepreneurs are the backbone of the American economy. They all need one important thing, capital. And Spirit of Texas Bank is the number one Texas-owned bank for small business production with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas-owned, Texas-proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
About 3 minutes till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Last week, a good week for the bartender in Springfield, Oregon. Aurora Kephart pours drinks at Conway's Restaurant and Lounge. One of her regulars is in the habit of tipping her with an Oregon lottery ticket. Last Tuesday, unidentified man gave Aurora the two tickets. She checked the numbers. The first ticket won $5. The second one, $18,000.
Whoa.
Yeah, offered to share her winnings with her generous customer, but he refused to take any of the money. So,
well, wow.
That's fun.
Yeah, it kind of is. It really is. The iPhone 5's barely behind us, and already industry insiders talking about the iPhone 6. According to Boy Genius Report, a few early reports suggest that Apple will make the move to a larger display in the next year's new iPhone. Another report from an alleged well-respected source suggests that Apple is definitely getting ready to launch a smartphone with a larger screen. So there you go. Now, will they just make the keys bigger so that I don't hit the wrong key, because I hate that thing, you know. Then I look at it and go, oh, so that's what I was supposed to write. Guy in Australia set a new world record for performing the most bungee jumps in a 24-hour period.
Oh, my goodness.
Jay Phoenix needed to jump over 106 times, but he took it and took it there and even further. 150 bungee jumps in 21 hours.
Oh, did he get a concussion?
To up the stakes, he used only ankle straps instead of the full body harness. He said, my ankles were, like, totally destroyed. His quote. Nice job, Jay. Video of a Canadian daredevil kayaking down a concrete drain.
That's so cool.
Has gone viral. 27-year-old Ben Marr. Don't try this, okay? Has a helmet cam on. Filming himself plummeting down the steep slide before splashing into a reservoir. It's intimidating looking, but it's not nearly as dangerous as you might think. Oh, famous last words. Well, Mommy said it wasn't dangerous. Yeah, okay. And then ping pong. Well, we'll save the ping pong story till tomorrow. Ping pong with knives.
Oh.
I'm just saying, ping pong with knives.
That sounds like mumbly peg?
Mumbly peg, yeah. No, except they cut a pineapple in half at the end, so that's pretty big. All right, on this date in history, in 1818, two English boxers became the first to use padded gloves, sissies.
Oh, Scott.
I would venture a guess.